Hey, good morning, Sower Nation. It is Sunday, and it's not just any Sunday. It's Palm Sunday. It's March the 29th in the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Remember, these Sundays of Lent, we're just reading Scripture together. And you see who's back today.
Hello, brothers and sisters.
He's here. So we're going to be singing a hymn, too, just to get warmed up for church today. So first off, I want to read for you, for us, our Scripture text, the classic Palm Sunday text. It comes from, well, let's begin. I should say we should begin with consecration. So, wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. Help me, Dad. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. You know, we can forget a lot of things, but you're not forgetting that, are you?
We're not going to forget that one.
That's good. That's so good. Well, our text today, the Palm Sunday text, Matthew 21, verses 1 through 11. Hear now the word of the Lord. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethpage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to daughter Zion, see, behold, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven." When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." The word of the Lord. All right, well, now we're going to sing one of the classic Palm Sunday hymns together. Tell us the name and the number.
It is Hosanna, Loud Hosanna, page 227.
Yep, hymn 227. We're going to sing all three verses. And you ready, Dad?
I'm ready as I can.
Hosanna, loud Hosanna, the little children sing. Through pillar, court, and temple, the lovely anthem ring. To Jesus who has blessed them, folded to his breast. The children sang their praises, the simplest and the best. From all heaven they follow, mid an exultant crowd. The victor palm branch waving and chanting clear and loud. The Lord of earth and heaven rode on in lowly state. Nor scorned that little children should on his bidding wait.
Last verse.
Hosanna in the highest, that ancient song we sing. For Christ is our Redeemer, the Lord of heaven and King. Oh, may we ever praise him with heart and life and voice. And in his blessed presence, eternal dread rejoice.
All right. Well, we're just practicing because we're going to probably sing this in church here in just a little while.
Oh, over here?
Over here.
Tonight?
In Gillette. And
well, how are we going to hold this book up there?
But, yes, we're headed into Holy Week. And Dad's going to help us sing our way through it. We're going to go, "Were you there when they crucified my Lord?" You know that one.
I know that one.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, sometimes it causes me to stumble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord?
That's good, Dad. That's special. You've already sang the special music for today. We'll just call that the offertory. Well, everybody, we know you need some time to get ready for practice today. And you know, that's what I call church on Sunday morning. I call it practice because you know when the game is? Game's not Sunday. Game's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We're coming into church to sing our songs and to get ourselves back in the...
To be prepared.
To get ourselves back in the shape of the cross.
Amen.
We sing our fight songs and our anthems, and we hear the word of God and the word preached. And we have a good time over in Gillette, don't we?
We do. I like the little town, Gillette.
Gillette. Yep, I never imagined I'd get to be your preacher.
No.
So that's a bonus, isn't it? It is for me.
It's a bonus for me and Susan.
Well, everybody, let's just call it a morning, and let's get ready. We'll see you, not on the fields today, we'll see you at the house for the awakening. I'm John David Walt.
And I'm David Walt.
We'll see you at the house.